time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. I am delighted to be back with you again and hope you enjoyed Monday's show. We have another great show today, but let me do some housekeeping real quick. Our text line is 231-758-7707. 231-758-7707. And you can follow me on Twitter at Izzy Lyman, IZZYLYMAN. And the show, Your Defending Fathers, is a sanctuary of sorts. Think of that, a sanctuary against those Marxist virtue signaling girl bosses that run Lansing and are ruining the very great state of Michigan. So we are a sanctuary for all of you who don't like any of that nonsense going on in Lansing, for sure. And we not only need defending fathers, we need some defending mothers, too. It's an important time for all of us in the United States and specifically in Michigan. So let me say this, too. The bad news is that President Trump endorsed Mike Rogers. Yes, I'm going to say that's bad news. Rogers is the deep stater of the deep staters of the deep staters, right? I think many of you would agree with that. But the good news is that there's a meet and greet for a lady that also wants to be a U.S. Senator, a good lady named Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Let me give you her website, drsherry2024.com. Sherry is S-H-E-R-R-Y. Anyway, George Ranville is hosting a meet and greet for her today from noon to 1:30 in Mac City at the Bear the Mac, which is the brewery and restaurant he owns with his wife, Gail, and I believe his son. So that is a good opportunity to counter and to engage and to meet someone that you could possibly vote for. You don't have to vote for Mike Rogers. You have to vote for any of those Reiners. Sherry is a solid conservative woman. She's a doctor. She's well-spoken. And she's going to be on Friday's show if you'd like to learn more about her. So we got, some texts coming in already. Somebody's saying, Mike Rogers is another reason why I will move to Florida. That's funny. And Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. All right, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So today's show, the theme, in the time I have left before we have our first guest, is going to be Local Wednesday. Remember, it was Immigration Monday. Now it's Local Wednesday. And we're going to talk with a great cast of folks as to how you can influence your community locally, whether it be starting a small business, whether it be engaged in politics, whether it be engaged in the issue of education or in alternative media. There's so many ways that we can engage locally. And we're going to talk to folks who've been doing it for some time very successfully. Because sometimes we do get caught up in the national issues or the global issues. We're worried about the World Economic Forum or the United Nations. And that's all good, by the way, to be informed and to be aware. But in the meantime, we have to live out our daily lives in a meaningful fashion while we can. So I want to encourage you today to stay with us the whole 3 hours. We're going to do Local Wednesday. I think you will be very, very, very pleased with our guests today. We're going to give you a bunch of ideas as to how we can move the debate a little bit, make things better in our community, make things better in our country, and in some way, make things better in our world. So stay with us. I'm Izzy Lyman. We will be back after the break with our first guest.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, it's Izzy Lyman, and we have our first guest, the great Dr. Jeff of the Sioux Animal Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning.
Are we the only folks that call you Dr. Jeff?
No, that's typically what I go by.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, I am glad to have you on the show today because we're going to be discussing think locally, act locally. And definitely what you're doing is as local as it gets, having an animal hospital. But before we get to the macro discussion, let's do the micro one and tell us what's going on at your animal hospital.
Well, we're getting ramped up for spring. Spring has decided to come early this year. If you even want to say we even had a winter,
yes.
Up here, my sleds didn't even get off the trailer this year. So, oh, well, there's always next year. But so flea and tick, we are already picking ticks off dogs. So I would definitely, usually it's around April when I want to get this stuff started, April, May, I'd start it now. We were just traveled downstate the other day, and even down there, it's warmer. We're down to Lansing, went down to the horse expo, that was last weekend. And, so it's spring is here.
That I can imagine, but you have some new technology for these flea and tick removal, right?
Yeah. We're using Bravecto now is what I'm, is probably our primary one that we're using out of the clinic here. And this is the pill. One pill does 3 months. So it's really nice. You pretty much only have to give it twice a year. And this year, well, you might have to do 3 times this year. It depends on when we get winter on the other end coming in. But it kills fleas and ticks. And that's what I've been using in my dogs. And it seems to work really well, actually. It's a nice set it and forget it. The other thing, though, you're going to have to do is, and I would start earlier this year, too, same reason, is start your heartworm / parasite control. And that's a pill you give once a month that'll kill the heartworms and hookworms and whipworms and roundworms and all these other little nasties that the dogs pick up from being all, you know, from being dogs and sniffing around and eating whatever.
Right.
But I would start though at that at this time of year as well.
What about the laser therapy?
Yep. So we've had laser therapy for a year or from a call, it's called, photobiomodulation is the technical word for it. And what it is, and we've had a therapy laser for about 10 years and just, well, 10, 11 years, but this one, it decided to quit on me here a month ago. But, you know, it gave its due. It did its due. It's time for retirement. I had it for 12 years and we used it a lot. So we just upgraded, of course, technology is always moving forward. So now mm-hmm. we just upgraded to the newest quality, and this thing is working great. I'm amazed. I was always amazed at how well the old one worked. I'm even more amazed at this one. To the point, we had a little dachshund in here that hurt its back, and actually, if you know dachshunds, typically get back problems, and became pretty much paralyzed, actually. And owners couldn't afford surgery, not that even if surgery would have helped at that point too. But so what we've done is we've started using the therapy laser on the spot, and the dog has actually regained some of its function. I'm pretty amazed with it.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not back to normal yet. I mean, nerves take a long time to heal, but he is certainly more movement and more improved than he was. And so we're just hoping to see in the next few months, monitoring his progress and his physical therapy, how that's going to do. So
I'm sure the owners were very pleased with that.
Yep. So
let me just give out our text line, 231-758-7707. If you have any pet care questions for Dr. Jeff, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to answer them. So what is your busiest season? Is it this one?
Yeah, well, no, not actually. We come, honestly, we stay busy pretty much all year round. But the busier is going to be during the summer, obviously, because you're going to have more tourists up here. More people are out moving around, you know, more things happen. So we're going to start picking up. Usually it's like April or May when we start picking up. But again, weather, it's almost like I'm a farmer. It depends on the weather. And so now that spring has come earlier, now our busy season's kind of been moved a little bit earlier here. But, you know, also being the referral center for, you know, the surgical, the, you know, broken bones and other surgical things and internal medicine cases, we, you know, we stay pretty busy with that stuff year round too. So.
Yes. No, I'm sure you're always busy. And you've been in the business, what, like 20 years?
Oh, let's see. This year will be 29 years I've been a veterinarian.
Oh,
yep.
Oof.
Just shy of 30. Yep.
Just shy. You're about to reach the milestone.
Yep.
So, Dr. Jeff, let's talk to the macro issue a little bit. Now, when you got out of vet school, you probably weren't, I'm going to guess, you weren't probably too conversant in how to start the small business end of things. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We had a total, which is very funny. Now, I graduated in 1995. So from 91 to 95 is when I was in vet school. And when we went through vet school, and I was also there too. I don't know if there's anybody, any other older MSU alumni that can remember when we were on the old quarter system, where we had four quarters out of the year. I loved it because they were short quarters. If you got stuck in some class that you had to take, you didn't like, you only had it for 10 weeks instead of 15 weeks. So my first year of vet school was under quarters. Then they had transformed everything into semesters, which is what they're on now. So my curriculum was really screwed up because they had to like wedge the, because we started under quarters, they had to wedge the quarter one in underneath the new semester. And yeah, it was a mess. But anyway, we pretty much had 1 week of business training. I now talking to the new grads coming out that they're getting at least a actual business class, which is good. But yeah, I came out of school not knowing a whole lot, but I'm very observant. I worked with a lot of great clinics and great mentors that kind of helped took me. So I have a battlefield, like most of the entrepreneurs, really. I've got, yes, a battlefield MBA is what I call it.
That's a great way to put it. If you were to give advice to new entrepreneurs, no matter the field, what would you say they should initially start thinking about?
Well, it depends. You have to think about, your business model, okay? And, is the product you're going to produce, obviously you have your standard, okay, is there a market for this? Do we need to create a market, and things like that. Always have an eye to expand, because if you're not growing, you're dying. All right. So even now, last year we added our dental suite. This year we're actually adding a special procedures room, which we're going to have the therapy laser. We just upgraded all our ultrasound equipment so we can do more cardiac ultrasounds and things like that. And we're actually looking, probably going to get an endoscope too. So now we can start doing endoscopy and more advanced procedures here so that people in Northern Michigan and in the UP and Wisconsin, even Wisconsin. I've had people come from Wisconsin. I was going to say Ontario, don't have to travel as far to get these procedures done, that we'll be able to do them right here. But I did a lot of reading, read a lot of books, a lot of podcasts, just listening to people. And I read a lot of stuff too that wasn't in my industry. Okay. It wasn't like how to run a veterinary business. I would read books just about any other business, any other kind of business book I could get, or marketing book, and you can always read it, and I could always take samples from that and go ahead and, okay, I can take this bit, and I can take this bit, and I can apply it to what I do, and just always be open, always, be talking to people and go out to, and even, I guess I'm trying to say, expand to other businesses besides what you're in. I guess that makes sense.
Oh, it all makes sense. It sounds like it's very wise to talk to people who have done and learned things via trial and error so you don't make those same mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of expanding your business, the visionary, the new tech, all of that sounds very, very important and very much needed. What about the whole issue of personnel and location? That must have been something, too, that you had to learn from scratch.
Yeah, I bought this clinic. So I worked at various clinics over the years. The last clinic I was at before I was deployed in the Army, but the last clinic I was at, big 10 doctor hospital, I was a chief surgeon, and the four owners, one of the primary owners I'm still good friends with, I learned a lot of business stuff just watching him and talking to him and asking questions and just, okay, well, why'd you guys do this? And just that, learned a lot. So always you can learn a lot from your bosses. If you're working right now, but thinking of going out on your own, just, talk to them. 'Cause most, most people are love talking about it. Like if I get, sometimes I'll even have employees in here ask me, well, okay, well, why did we do this or this, you know, as a business decision, and I explain it to them and they go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But then, like you said, so when I bought this place, I looked around and I looked at two clinics, and first of all, I decided where I wanted to live. And we always came up north for vacation. I'm like, you know what? I want to live in UP. And because I grew up in southern Michigan. So I looked at here, and I looked at one in Houghton Lake, and wound up buying the clinic here. The clinic is actually going to be, is it this year or next year or last year? It was last year. Last year was the 40th. We're 41 years. There's been a veterinary clinic on this location. I'm the third owner of this clinic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so the location for me was pretty easy like that. But staffing is one thing too. And the biggest thing is staffing, you know, if you pay a fair wage and then treat them and empower them, you'll have people coming in. We usually don't have problem staffing. You know, we'll get people in, and actually we're kind of looking right now for a couple more technicians. But we have people that pretty much come to us and go, hey, are you hiring? And it's a good work environment too. We're like a big family here, and that helps a lot too. But as far as being like successful, is you got to consider what you're selling. And Disney was really good at that. I actually read there's a book floating around out there that I think is applicable to any business anywhere, especially a customer service based business, which is what we are here. And yes, it's called If Disney Ran Your Hospital. And it's written by a guy that worked for Disney. Then his wife worked in as an admin in one of a hospital. And then he started talking about, well, Disney's all about the experience. Okay. And it's the same thing. When you go to the hospital, you don't want to be there. Okay. Or most people don't. So you got to make sure you're taking care of these people medically, but also emotionally too. It's like here, I tell my staff and I tell my clients, you know, we don't sell veterinary medicine in this building. We are in the business of peace of mind. Okay. People come here because their animal's sick. They're worried about it. They're concerned. They have some concern that they, even if they're bringing in for vaccines, they're concerned that their animal doesn't get sick. That's why they're coming in for the vaccines. And it is our job through the use of veterinary medicine to give them peace of mind.
And I like that.
And that's the way I've always approached it, and been pretty successful so far. But can't please everybody all the time. And that's another thing to understand, too. You're going to get bad reviews. You should read some of ours.
Okay.
Some of them are kind of funny. You can't let for every one person that complains, there's 20 that are telling other people about you and they love you and that. And you just kind of got to let that stuff just roll off.
Oh, absolutely. It all sounds very inspiring what you're doing. And I hope that does inspire other people. The work of it is hard, but the impact in a community is powerful. In the time that we have left, Dr. Jeff, give us some of your contact information, your website info.
Sure. Well, the phone number of the clinic is 906. 635-5910. And website is obviously www.SaultAnimalHospital, spelled S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm Izzy Lyman. We'll be back after the break.